Good morning. This morning we'll be reading Galatians chapter 6 after a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as always, we are grateful to have a new day in which to live. We thank you for waking us up and continuing to give us that breath of life that is truly a gift from you. We pray that you would speak to us now from the reading of your word, and we thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Who convicts us, convinces us of its truth, and points out to us each individually in ways that only your Spirit is able, areas in which we need to change according to your word. And I pray that you would have the liberty to do that today, not only now in its reading, but also through the preaching later, and in everything that we say and do today, that we would hear from you as we are gathered together at your request and command. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.